Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company at East 11th Street in the Heights. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dal and Abigail, here this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from Republic Boot Company. As the man told you, we are here. Fireball's already bartending. He brought me a Coors Light, which was awfully nice. And wow, we are on. Dal's gonna do some shooters today. He's got two shows here today. He said, yeah, he and Fireball sat down. It looks like they're going to throw some fireballs this morning and get going for this show. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, look what we're doing again. The Dell who doesn't drink, we're going to pretend like he's going to drink again, Gallagher. Thanks. Let's, once again.
You know what, Dell? Sometimes it's a – this is – John is painting a battery picture and painting a mystery. That is what he's doing. Yeah. You don't have to ruin it right off the bat.
It's radio. We paint pictures.
Yeah, pictures, Dell. Yeah. Not just come in and immediately drop a
you
big
paint
turd
pictures
on
like
it.
A you paint. Yeah, speaking of turd, you paint pictures like a mental patient who's in the hospital and throws turds at the wall. That's
John's
the
a Jackson Pollock.
Wow.
John's the Jackson Pollock of painting.
Right. We're making fun of mental people.
No, I'm making fun of you.
Mentally called them. Mental people. Very nice. You can see us on Twitch and on X. You can't see Lance, but Abigail takes his place today. So you guys, I'm sure it'll light it up. As she is in the control room, Dal and I are here at Republic Boot Company, and Lance is at his palatial estate somewhere Houston.
You actually went?
You guys went?
Yeah. We ended up going. I'm at a bed and breakfast in Savannah, Georgia, and let me tell you, we went to a nice dinner last night, a tasting. And we're greeted by, we get our drinks. I had a peach old fashioned, and my wife.
Of course you did.
Well, it's an old fashioned, but they had pressed peach liqueur.
Well, it's a peach. It's Georgia.
Yeah, no, it was, it wasn't as good as regular old fashions. But anyway, so it's this old antebellum house, basically, and it's a highly regarded restaurant. We go in, and it's nice. It was dressed nice. It's nice. And this guy, this older guy with kind of longer stringy silver gray hair, comes over and tells us, you know, well, your waiter's going to be a little bit. I have some women in the back that are kind of giving him a hard time. So I'm like, okay, you know, and it's not unusual, John. You've seen where there are some like career waiters who are older guys are usually very, very good at their job. Right. And so this guy comes over again and starts to discuss the menu with us and tell us what's on the tasting menu, and you have some options on there. And he's just very like, wow, this guy's really, he's really good the way he describes everything. And as we keep going on, we realize, you know, he shows us another, he talks about something having to do with the Nobel Peace Prize. There's something that it turns out. And then he shows us this book, this small book, and it's pictures of him and the Dalai Lama, this guy and the Dalai Lama. And then a Marc Jacobs collaboration he did with the designer. Like, what in the hell? We end up Googling the guy's name. Oh, and no big deal. It's just the owner who also just still works as a waiter and runs a restaurant right there, just walking and talking to people and serving people. Then he starts to talk to us about physics, quantum physics, and extremely high-end mathematics. And he talks about when the monks come in, like the monks will come in, the Tibetan monks come in three times a year to this place, and people of Savannah can come and have different mandalas blessed or whatever. They make the monks make them upstairs, some kind of mandala. So this guy's writing on our tablecloth, showing us these different theories and different ways that five is not a prime number, which blew my wife away. He showed us let me put it this way. It was, you know how I'm kind of a genius in sports?
Well, not at all.
And then put it with physics and math. And it turns out this guy was
and that's you.
John, right. This guy was born in New York to Russian parents, second generation immigrants. He became like a savant in sports and was just betting sports, was handicapping sports. He tested perfect scores on the SAT, but then he didn't want to go to college because it was just too boring. He didn't go to school. He was homeschooled. He quit school and just learned on his own. But this guy, everything he said, you would think, okay, this can't be true. He's bull crapping us. There's no way. Then if you checked it on Google, oh no, it's true. It's true. His wife was a fashion model. His son played professional hockey and then got tired of it because all the guys, you're not going to like this part, because he was only 16 and he was with, you know, like low end professional, not like NHL. And he was playing in Canada, in Montreal. And, you know, he's like, oh, all these guys do is try to drink beer and get laid. He said, this is not for me. So he quit. And you know what he did?
Like that. He said it like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Oh, no. He said it like it was really
bad. Terrible.
And he goes, this is too boring for me. So he went and studied on his own and then moved in with the monks. So now he's with the monks.
He got a Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh, no. He was nominated. He was nominated.
What's
in 2021.
His name?
Gary
what's
Butch.
Gary Butch? Yeah, but I told you I had something better. I played Omaha with the guy who invented Omaha.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. My wife, we were so blown away by all this.
See what happens when you travel, Dell? You meet people.
I traveled to Savannah. I went to Savannah, Georgia myself in the summer. You know who I met?
Who?
Well, I didn't meet Paula Deen, but I met a restaurant. So that's where you should go.
Oh, you ate some good stuff with butter in it.
Southern.
Well, we're about to eat
mac and cheese and fried chicken.
We've got a breakfast coming with
in Savannah, Georgia.
And no one called me an ugly word.
Not what? Paula didn't come out, so drop it in.
She wasn't there.
What's this little doing here? Hey, Paula.
I was just eating. Just eating, Paula.
Customer, Paula.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
My wife ended up asking for the because his daughter runs the restaurant, and it turns out his son-in-law is what. It's like a whole family thing. But my wife said, "Can we have this tablecloth that he drew on to show to?" She wants to show it to Maddie and show it to other people. And she goes, "Yeah, that's fine. Other people have taken his tablecloths before and framed them because this is not the first time he's done this." Like
that's
this
crazy.
Guy's so ADD that he was. It was like James Joyce. He was just stream of consciousness, and I'm focused on him trying to understand just one thing, and he was telling us, like, you know, Kandaranian, or, you know, he'd say a name of a mathematician almost like, you know, him, and I was like,
well,
you know, the physical Candom's law of third relativity. Well, in that regard, I'm like, oh, okay, I see, I got you now. Yeah, knew nothing the whole conversation, didn't know anything. Most fascinating.
I'm a terrible
conversation
person
where I knew nothing.
Because I would say, hey, can I eat my food?
Yeah. Can you stop writing?
Can you stop talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm
hungry.
There was a time I wanted that. There was a time.
You're messing up our tablecloth here. Could you?
Can you
get away from us?
I came here to eat. That's actually what I'm here for.
Well, my wife took the tablecloth, so we've got the tablecloth now.
Oh, nice. Nice. Frame it. Frame the tablecloth of
Gary Butch.
Gary Butch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something.
Gary Butch.
Isn't that
something?
Neat stuff. Neat stuff.
Oh, see?
That's not neat stuff.
Look
at you. Oh, neat stuff. A guy who was a Nobel Prize winner versus a guy who
won
in Omaha?
You should win a Nobel Peace Prize if you invent Omaha. Okay? Okay? Your guy didn't win a Nobel Peace Prize. He was nominated. He was just nominated. That's like Dell could be nominated for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. He won't get in. But he could be nominated.
Well, considering the company, I don't want to be in.
So there's
that.
Oh,
look. Oh, John. I don't get as many tweets as you guys do, but my last two mentions, neat stuff, Lance,
neat stuff.
From the people.
I don't care. If you were there talking to a mad scientist.
Neat
no
stuff,
cares.
Lance. I got you.
No one cares.
I do, too.
Maybe you are a man of the people.
Hey, maybe you people should suck the A.
Oh, whoa, that's two times. Is it just not being in studio that he
wow.
can say this?
Wow. Yeah, you just dropped another suck. Mommy, what is
black
the,
hair, don't
what
care.
Is the ugly man mean? That's the man from Georgia.
Just
mean.
Because your
art says neat stuff, his stuff
it's not just right. art. Not just art, you did it.
Just
I said I got it twice.
Well, he's blocked him, Cub Fan Timmy, so he doesn't know.
Oh.
Lance has blocked him.
I just muted him. All he did was
complain
about it. he just complains about the show literally nonstop.
I've never seen
somebody who hates this show more than if we deviate at all from hardcore sports, he's just so angry.
Yeah.
He's listened for over 25 years. Like, what, are you new to this?
Do you not know of Lance's ADD? Do you not know about it?
Well, I met somebody who out ADD'd me yesterday. Trust me.
Oh, the guy who wrote on your tablecloth and wouldn't leave you alone at dinner?
Wrote on my tablecloth and wants me to come back in January to meet the monks.
Talking quantum physics. Okay.
That guy. Me. And he's like, I know you're a genius in your field. And I said, that's true. He goes, well, in my field. And so then we had two geniuses talking, which is kind of
a genius, but not very perceptive.
Right.
I thought
it
was pretty cool for my wife to be at a table with two people who are geniuses. A Hall of Famer and a Nobel Peace.
And a Nobel candidate.
A nominee.
Nobel
finalist.
A nominee.
Congratulations. Well, you met Dylan Gabriel. Big deal anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't meet the Dylan Gabriel of
You met the Dylan Gabriel of Nobel finalists. Congratulations.
He never won one, but but he's, you know what? He was there. Hey, congratulations. You were there. I was at the Rockets game last night.
Yes.
And speaking of Dylan's, man, Dylan Brooks was filling it up last night. Holy crap. He and Jalen Green, that's a bad team. I mean, they didn't have Ingram, they didn't have Zion. It's just not a good Pelican team. They're just bad. So that was easy pickings last night. But they still got to play. They still got to come through. And Jalen was fantastic last night. That's the Jalen you want to see. The one he took 22 shots, which is not, but he hit 13 of them. Maybe his third game of the season that he's hit over 50% in a game. So he was great. Alperen was great. Jabari, all of them. The start. Fred VanVleet actually.
Did you go to the game?
Yeah, I went to the game.
Okay, so what was the atmosphere like there?
It was nice. It was good. I mean, it was probably 85%, 80% full. But it was good, man. It's that people are – and that's a regular season game against the Pelicans who are bad.
On a Thursday during –
on a Thursday night. I mean, you know, I mean, it would have been nice to have it full. And people – I think people are starting to get on board with this team. They do. They're lamb killers. There's no question about that, although they have lost to a couple of lambs. But for the most part, this is a lamb-killing team. And that's not a good team. So if there was a good team in town, when there's a good team in town, I expect it to be full and people excited about this basketball team. Jalen is just
– Do you ever find yourself – either one of you find yourself doing this? I've done this multiple times where people say – you know, I've done this in the chat sometime on our chat function here. Where people say, yeah, I just haven't watched the Rockets for years, or I checked out after James. And I tell people, you really need to watch this team because you'd like it. Like, they play hard. They play defense. This is not some entitled team. It's not a team full of divas. Like, you can really get behind this team. This is a fun team.
Yep. No, it absolutely is.
You ever had that conversation with anybody?
It was fun last night. They weren't just jacking up threes, not just chucking all night. They did – They threw up 39 threes, which is not a few. But it seems like Jalen was going to the basket. It was exciting. It was fun. They were running. They were 50 for 87. They actually made baskets 57% last night. 43% of their threes. Dylan Brooks was just on fire. Everything he threw up. He just went. He had a heat check shot, a one-footer, Dirk Nowitzki, of 20 feet from the basket, and it went in. It was like, oh my gosh, that's when you got to get the ball to him and just let him go because he was good last night. It was fun. It was a good atmosphere. It was a lot of fun. So nice job, Rockets, last night. They're one of the best teams in the West, and they continue to show it. They won by 20 last night. One of the guys. I was with last night during the middle of the game. He took Pelicans plus 21, and they needed a basket at the buzzer for him to hit that plus 21. So everybody had a good time last night. Everybody had a good time.
One of the guys I was with showed me how five wasn't a prime number.
Well, see, and my guy actually had a better time. I had a better time rooting for him to hit his plus 21, and he hit his plus 21.
Mine had a knee issue and had to sit down at our table and drink a Diet Coke while he wrote on our
Oh, while he wrote on your tablecloth. Yeah, mine didn't have any knee issues. But if you have a knee issue, Doc Manavis is here for you. She can help you with that as well. But this is not about that. Actually, I went to Game Day Men's Health yesterday, truth be told, and I got my numbers after, because I've been there for 6-7 weeks now, and I went, and they wanted to draw blood, and they looked at my numbers, and we discussed everything that was going on, and our course of action now going forward, and Jamie couldn't have been more informed and exactly knowing exactly what we need to do to get me to where I want to be. And that's what they do at Game Day Men's Health. Every one of them has got a Jamie that is just perfect and wonderful at what they do. And the labs are all there for you in store, which means it's a big difference maker when they can look, they can take your blood, look at what's going on, and then diagnose and treat right there on the spot, as opposed to the other places where you go, then you have to go back the next week just to get your results. That's not what's happening at Game Day Men's Health. It's different. I'm telling you. It's good. Free consultation. And what do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? You want to be better at work? You want to be better in the gym? Do you want to be better in the bedroom? Do you want to be better everywhere? Do you want to be thinner? Do you want to be a stronger? Whatever it is that you want, you've got it at Game Day Men's Health. I love it. And I'm telling you, Game Day Men's Health, it's different. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Kane is in the building.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company at East 11th Street in the Heights.
Welcome back to Republic Boot Company, the best smelling place we ever do a show. As soon as you walk in, you smell the leather here. It is fantastic. It is just awesome. Love this place. And you will. I was looking at stuff here. If you've got the woman in your life, how about this holiday season, getting her some, if she goes to the rodeo, she likes to go to the rodeo cook-offs, or she goes to the rodeo, this is a great place to get her something. They've got purses and bags and belts and all kinds of great stuff. I wish if we were still here, I would get my wife some, because we would go to the rodeo every year. Maybe we still might come to the rodeo every year. But this is a great, great place for you to get her something that she will love come rodeo season. Abigail, do you go to the rodeo?
Yeah, I love the rodeo.
You do? You and Madison, you come over here to see Madison and shop over here?
I've came a couple times.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Isn't it great?
It's a beautiful place.
The stuff that they got for women here. I mean, they got everything you could possibly need. Everything you could possibly need for rodeo. So if you're somebody that loves cowboy, this is a place to be. This is the place to be. And Fireball's here. And if you want to come and drink, he's got a seat at the bar for you. You don't have to pay for it because they can't sell
it. Yeah, knock it off. It's time for me to talk about what I had last night.
Sorry.
Oh, I mean, I didn't have a Nobel.
What, you had chicken?
I didn't have a Nobel Prize finalist, but I did go over to a place that gave me my first job, Double Dave's.
Oh, yeah?
And they still have the great cheese
sticks. They have
pizza? I didn't go with pizza. I went with cheese sticks, and I had some, and I cut up some honey baked chicken that I had from the night before and put it on the cheese sticks.
Oh, nice.
And then, I mean, I didn't have a memorable conversation where I didn't get someone to write on my tablecloth.
No.
But I enjoyed my meal.
And
it took me like 30 minutes to eat, as opposed to the 4 hours Lance spent before he got to his food yesterday.
Yeah.
So, John, what did you have?
I was at China Garden last night.
Oh, that's cool.
We love Carol. I went to China Garden. She came over. She didn't write on the tablecloth once. She just came over and said hi. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. I had two egg rolls, as a matter of fact, and I had we had fried rice, and we had the jalapeno shrimp. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. So yeah, we had a big time. We had a big time. Nobody wrote on my tablecloth, not once.
Man,
yeah.
Sometimes you just miss out.
Yep. That's there is that.
Abigail,
what
you
have for dinner?
I know you generally have unseasoned ground beef with rice.
Don't start.
That's
the
bodybuilder's meal.
Abigail, why you eat so bland? Oh, you're working. You're bodybuilding. You're training.
No. So what did you have for dinner last night, Abigail?
I actually had pizza.
Look at that
pizza. How are we
going
to win any competitions eating pizza?
Guys, gluten free pizza. I'm laying back.
It's holidays. She's chilling. Did it's anyone come over pizza. And regale you with math and
what?
Complex
what are you
equations?
To say right now?
Did anyone regale you with math and complex equations while you were
Stop
trying to
it.
Eat your pizza?
No. What?
Not one person.
Stop Not it. One person, huh?
She missed the first segment. She wasn't even
Stop
listening.
It.
Well, well, I wish I had that opportunity.
Can you guys hear me?
What's that, Lance?
Can you even hear me? I think there's a delay.
No, we're
ignoring you like you ignore me when I'm in L.A.
We heard you say neat stuff while I was talking.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah.
You did? Right. That was a good shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard you. We just didn't care.
No.
What?
We're talking over you. That's all.
I've heard.
So,
trust me.
So I'm intrigued by this line tomorrow. Went from -3 to +3. All because of Pat Mahomes is absolutely worth 6 points, right? I mean, so when at first I was shocked that it came out. Actually, you were right, Lance. It was like, why would they put that line out there, not knowing that Pat Mahomes? Yet they put it out there, and I would imagine maybe some people actually bet. I would think some people jumped on the Chiefs +3. So Vegas yeah. has a bit of a problem there putting out a number like that when they don't even know if Pat Mahomes. I'm my bookie. And then there's it's even worse problem if you took the Texans -3 because you got them +3 right now. So
yeah, that was so stupid. Like anybody who had you had to take it to like there were the Texans were never going to be a favorite if Pat Mahomes played. Never, never, never.
Yeah.
And even if he didn't, the Texans offense isn't great and the Kansas City Chiefs defense is good. Like it's going to be a low scoring game. The Texans have a really good pass rush, and the Chiefs have a pretty lousy offensive line. To be honest with you, it's the luckiest 12-win team I've ever seen in my life. It's not even close.
No, it absolutely is.
Nobody thinks they're the best team in the AFC.
The
nobody
missed
does.
Field goals, the blocked field goals, the penalties that wasn't
the
called when it
doink
was,
off the side of the
yeah.
upright.
Yeah, I mean, they really have. They should have 4 losses right now, at least. They should have 4 losses. I like the Texans this week, though. I like them tomorrow. I do. I think they're focused. I know that offensively they're challenged. I think that's the nicest way I can put it. They're challenged offensively. But I do think that they're going to come to – now, it's not a great team to try to come together against offensively. This Chiefs team is – really good defensively, but you know who else is really good defensively? The Texans. I don't know that we give them enough credit for what they're doing defensively.
I think you're right. I think we kind of take it for granted because we can pick different things where they need to get better. But the fact is, if you look at the numbers, the Texans really, other than giving up some long touchdown passes and longer throws, there's not a lot of areas where you can look at the Texans and have a problem. They do swarm to the football. They rally to the football as a unit. They're creating a ton of turnovers. And the one thing, you know, I'll never forget the Chicago Bears team with Rex Grossman, who went to the Super Bowl. I mean, that was a bad – they had a good running back with Cedric Benson. They had, you know, a very average offense, but they had a defense that took the ball away. You get a defense that takes the ball away, and you got a chance to win at a high level because creating turnovers – winning the third phase in special teams. The Texans have that ability. I know Kaimi has had some ups and downs, but they create turnovers. They do have a good third phase. And, you know, we know that their offense is way better than anything the Bears had under Rex Grossman, and they were a Super Bowl team. So we've seen much worse offenses go deeper. It's just that, you know, right now you happen to be playing in a time with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. And I mean, really – typically, I know the Chiefs aren't scoring a lot this year, but typically you've got to be able to put numbers on the board nowadays. It's just you have to.
Just in case your defense gets
let down.
Would you consider the Texans one of the best defenses in the league?
I feel like this is a trap. I think takeaways are a big part. Yeah, I think I would consider them one of the best defenses.
Yeah, and listen, they're fourth
in the league.
You
have a stat that's going to counter that or something?
No, they're fourth in the league in yards per game, giving up yards per game. They are sixth in the league passing against the pass. They are top 10 against the run. They are top 10 in points, eighth in the league in points, ninth in the league in points per game, 21.4. They're absolutely. I mean, the numbers, the sack numbers, they're second in the league. They're the pressures. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league, and I don't, just don't think. Now we have seen them give up some long passes, but that's been a while ago now, right? I mean, when was the last?
What's Tennessee.
Yeah, the Tennessee.
Titans. Yeah, they did Tennessee. Yeah.
Their last loss, yeah.
Yeah, their last loss they gave up. That's 3 weeks ago now that they gave up. Yeah, I mean, so this is I don't believe we're giving them enough credit. This is at home in the playoffs. They've got a good chance to beat whoever the 5 seed is going to be or 6 seed, whatever, wherever they get in. I really believe I don't think we're giving this team nearly enough credit. Probably because of they're not doing what we expected them to do. They're not a juggernaut offensively. I mean, this offseason, it's a bunch of people, including us. How are you going to stop this team with all the weapons that they've got this year? Who's going to stop them? If Tank doesn't, if Nico doesn't do it, then Steph is going to do it. If Steph doesn't do it, Tank is going to do it. You got Joe Mixon, you got Schultz. You've got so many weapons here. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. None of that has appeared. None of that. None of that has shown up this year. And I think that's why we're probably a little bit down on this team. And yet here they are, 9-5, 10-5?
9-5.
But it's also why I'm hopeful, John, because I know these things exist. Like, I know for a fact that they exist on a metaphysical plane. Oh, sorry. I'm just kind of I'm on a different level than you guys now, but... I know they exist. It's just a matter of, do you have access? You know, when can they access them? And I'm not sure. And sometimes it doesn't happen until the offseason. Like, I'm not convinced that Tank's going to be a factor at all this year. But not a factor. Like,
I still believe.
He's got stats, but he's not a factor. I don't care what the numbers say. And I'm a numbers guy. I don't care what his numbers say. We know that he's not imprinting on these games. But I do believe it can happen at any time. Like, yeah. I do believe now.
You believe now? Do you believe now?
Yeah. I'll believe more if it happens.
Yeah. That's tomorrow, baby. They play the Chiefs tomorrow. We've been looking forward to this stretch. They get game one against the Dolphins. They've got the Chiefs and the Ravens and Steelers play tomorrow as well. And then they switch and the Texans play the Ravens and the Steelers play the Chiefs on Wednesday, on Christmas Day. So... that's how the schedule makers, that's what they did. And you know what? That's a credit to the Texans that they're so highly thought of this offseason that they gave them this stretch right here. All of these other teams are big name, big franchises that the league always puts in prime time. All these three other teams are teams that the league puts in. And the Texans are in that esteem this year, which is nice. Which is really, really nice. They're not living up. They haven't lived up to it so far, but let's see if they do over this two-game stretch against these two teams. All right, breaking it here, 713-780-3776. I am talking live. We are live at Republic Boot Company. I'm talking about another legend here in this city, and that's Jim Fiume. Jim Fiume has been doing this over 40 years now in the city of Houston, giving you the best that you could possibly have in windows, the vinyl windows, the wood-clad windows, the aluminum, the hurricane windows, the same with the doors. When you're looking at, and listen, sliding doors are flimsy, right? You're going to hear all kinds. No, they're not. No, they're not. Not at Gulf Coast Windows, they're not. They are sturdy, and they are. You're still going to have that same quality where you're not going to hear noise outside. You're not good. They're going to be tough for the bad guys to break into. They are going to be. They're going to add value to your home. All of these things, nothing changes, even with a sliding door. And the regular doors, too. When you go see this showroom, they've got them all lined up, everything lined up. And it's like, wow, I don't know which one to pick because this one's better than that one and that one's better. It's incredible the quality that you're going to get. You are going to get the best in quality every time with the best insulation and a warranty that you're going to love. Every single time at GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim Fiume you heard it right here. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Republic Boot Company at East 11th Street in the Heights. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, Republic Boot Company. Where they are getting their leather on here, brother. It is totally, totally sweet. Come back and come on out and hang out with us today, 11th and Studemont. Just come over here and walk right in and come hang out today. I got open bar, and they got everything you could possibly want here as far as rodeo wear. So you're looking for a great place to shop for him or her this holiday season. This is it. This is a great place. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Get your cowboy on over here. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Rockets win last night. Texans play tomorrow. We've got our first college football playoff game tonight with Indiana taking on Notre Dame. And then three tomorrow as well. What a great weekend this is for sports. This is fun.
Yeah, and if you're driving around, you can hear all the games here on ESPN 975. We will carry every CFP game until the end. So if you're out and about for whatever reason, you want to hear Indiana Notre Dame, you can listen to it here, and then tomorrow starting at 11, you're going to be able to hear all the games. So we are your home for CFP in town.
It is. This is the place to go. Rockets will play on Sunday as well. So we had the Rockets last night. We've got college football playoffs tonight. We've got Texans on Saturday along with college football playoffs. We've got NFL and Rockets on Sunday. What a great, great weekend. What a great time to be alive in America. This is something special. Or if you're in Savannah, Georgia, you can talk quantum physics. Oh, you got that as well.
Oh, we're going to go to a sports bar tonight, or cocktail bar, sports bar, and watch games tonight. And then, of course, her Longhorns in the afternoon tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. What time is that? What time is that one?
3 o'clock. I don't know. 3 o'clock central, right?
Huh? 3 central. Well, so 4 o'clock for you. Quantum physics boy.
Either the night is ruined.
There's an hour difference in time.
I'll find out if they lose to Clemson. The night is clearly ruined.
They're not losing to Clemson.
I don't see any way either. Clemson doesn't have enough juice to beat the Longhorn defense.
Their defense is just too good. Klubnik, Klubnik's coming back, right? Oh yeah, I've got the odds for Heisman Trophy next year already. Have you seen these? We got the odds for Heisman Trophy next year is. Hey, dang it, I lost it. I think Klubnik was up there. Do Grant Nussmeier's up there? Garrett Nussmeier is up there. What's up, pal? Niall is here, so everybody, the party started.
What were the odds of Niall showing up?
Odds were 100%.
Okay.
100% Niall would show up, okay? He's who you got next year? Who's a really good player that's coming back?
Let's see. I mean, it's got to be a quarterback. Speaking of potential Heisman candidates next year, Carson Beck is probably not going to play in the college football playoffs, and I'm not sure it changes their chances, if I'm being honest. I know he's played well in the fourth quarter games, but his mistakes have put them in a hole this year, and that's a guy that I think should go back to school and be on that Heisman list next year.
I'm burying a lead. You know who is the favorite next year?
Is it Arch?
It's Arch.
Yeah.
Arch is the favorite. Garrett Nussmeier is second. Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer is third. Drew Aller.
Iamaliava. Talented, but irrelevant.
Nico. Just call him Nico.
Nico.
Yeah.
Klubnik's after that. Then Kevin Jennings. Lenora Sellers, underrated. Lenora Sellers is going to be in New York next year. Watch him from South Carolina. He's a good passer, but he is a great runner. Great runner. So, and then DJ Lagway is up there too. So Arch, though, the favorite, that's just a little hyperbole, isn't it?
I think it's just an assumption based on the Longhorns have an offense that scores. I mean, they're going to lose a bunch of players, but then they're just going to portal a bunch of players in. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, they got great running backs, so their offense is going to score a lot of points. So he's going to be in an offense that scores a lot of points. He's got a headline conference in the SEC where you have a chance to get, you know, big wins under your belt. And, yeah, I think Arch probably should be one of the top five, but we're still working off of a lot of conjecture. I mean, he did look – the stats were really good when he started. Now, if you actually watch those games, you saw a lot of catch and run. You saw a lot of guys running wide open on deep balls. It wasn't against the best competition, but I think you almost have to put him in the top five like you can't let his odds become too long because the bookmakers would get buried. People would fire on Arch Manning because he's in an offense that scores a lot of points.
Yeah, and he's Texas, and they're going to win. So you got almost a guaranteed winner there because Texas will win again next year. And, you know, Garrett Nussmeier, not sure that they're going to, how good they're going to be, not sure how good Oklahoma's going to be. Penn State is going to win. I don't, maybe Drew Aller takes another step. I thought he took a step this year. I think Drew Aller is better than I thought he was going to be. Not you guys?
Drew Aller's probably your number one quarterback next year in the draft is my guess.
Drew Aller is?
Yeah, Drew Aller's got size. He's got arm talent. Drew Aller is going to have a lot of 3 years under his belt. Is 3 or 4 years under his belt? I think 3 years at Penn State. Yeah, Drew Aller has the makings of being a top quarterback next year.
Well, Nico Klubnik, I'm not impressed with. Kevin Jennings is going to be up there as well, and so is Sellers. And DJ Lagway. But Lagway's just he was a freshman this year, right?
Yes. A true freshman.
Yeah.
Freshman.
No, Lagway to me is the one you put your money on next year.
Next year, yeah. Yeah.
Lagway, well, we'll put your money on. Dual threat quarterback who's also in the SEC, who is wildly explosive. That dude's really talented.
Is Nick going to have an open bar on Monday? No, Nick doesn't do that, but I will say this. We will be buying some Coors Lights for you. That's for sure. That is going to happen. I'm going to be buying some Coors Lights, Jason, so you come on by and bring Garrett. And I'm not sure he's of age, but he could have some Coors Lights. That's fine.
What do you mean what?
Whatevs, okay?
I feel like you're just condoning it now.
Yeah.
Condoning it. He's condoning endorsing it. He's not just condoning it.
I almost got my daughter kicked out of her sorority for bringing cases of beer to her when she was just a sophomore in college. She almost got kicked out.
Terrible.
Yeah. No, it's a good dad. That's a great dad. I won Dad of the Year that year. Okay?
You were nominated.
Right.
Dylan Gabriel. The Dylan Gabriel of dads.
I was nominated that year. And the other year was when JT was 12. We went up to the Green Bay game, the Texans Green Bay game. 2 a.m, JT's got a Coors Light helmet on, and he's playing like he's Lord of the Rings with a broom. And at 2 a.m, and Sean Pendergast looks at me. Nah, you just won Father of the Year.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right, that's right.
And
yeah,
for the fourth year in a row. Thank you.
So there's that. We are at Republic Boot Company. We want you to come here and hang with us, and we're going to be at Nick's place on Monday for the Christmas party. Niall, you'll be there, right? Niall's already drinking Lone Stars here. Yeah. Okay, Niall heard there was free beer here, and he said, I'm in. Doesn't matter what time. Niall is here, okay? So let's go. Get on over here and hang with Niall. We got theater seating here, Niall, right here in front. So anytime you want to grab some, go ahead. I am just, I'm probably going to be called by HR at some point in my life, and that's going to be Chris, and he's going to call, and he's going to say, what did you say, and why did you say that on the radio? And if you have a problem child at your business, well, then you need HR&P. You don't need to do it yourself. You need HR&P to handle your HR situations, and it's not just problems, okay, with HR. There's all kinds of stuff that need to be done HR-wise, you know, training and everything else that people need, especially if they have some issues. But here's the deal. HR&P is somebody that you can count on to do the right thing because they know HR. You don't. You don't know payroll. They do. You don't. So let them handle the payroll issues that you have for your business, especially if your business is growing. Then you need HR&P to handle that as opposed to spending more money than you have to. Make it concise. Make it perfect every time with proprietary technology that you just don't have. Plus, when it comes tax time, they're the best. So you're looking for the best way. Call Laura here at our station and ask her about HRP, and she will tell you everything that they do for us. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company at East 11th Street in the Heights. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, look it! Dimitri, we got Nico as well. Lance is over there eating peaches and alligator. We got Nico.
Peaches, alligator? Yeah. Is that what he's eating?
Yeah, that's what he's eating. He's in Georgia. Okay. Oh, we're at a 5-star restaurant or whatever.
So we got Nico yesterday Nikos. When yeah. he wasn't in the yeah. building, and yeah. now we got Nico's. Yeah.
Kent Jones brought it. Now Dimitri from Nico's brings us over here to Republic Boot Company. Come on by if you want to have breakfast with us. We got plenty for everybody to come on, stop on by, and eat and drink and have a start the holiday off right. Let's go. Let's get this job done. Get on over here. Hey, look at, I mean, Demetrius over at Nico's is the best. He was I was over at Glenn Davis's thing the other night at Hugh O'Connor's, I think is the name of the place. It was a neat little place, great little place in the West U. It's a big soccer bar. Anyway,
you know, my favorite part of doing this show is the unexpected entrance by Lance. It's always a sound effect. It's like he's got his own sound effects. Wherever what? He is, and it's an entrance. Like,
I just took the
except
mute
it's
off,
on
you know?
Accident.
Yeah, it's an accident. Lifting up his mic or whatever. But
there's two Hugh O'Connors. I've been to watch soccer matches with Lars and the fellas.
West U and Dinkins?
Marquee Entertainment Center, and I was very happy to find out they have one in West U too. It's fun to watch soccer there.
Yeah. No, those people, they know their soccer, those people.
Hey, and how about the timing of it with the World Cup coming in 26? I do not think that's an accident. That they opened up. Very smart.
That's why Glenn Davis was there. He was promoting soccer, and he loves his game, the beautiful game. But anyway, Nico's was there. There were Yiddos there. I was like, what? Demetrius, you are something special. Everywhere you go, you're getting Nico's. You got breakfast tacos this morning, right? Dimitri, what is it? Mini breakfast pitas. And Lance, gator. Yeah. Lance is eating gator, right? Peaches
no, I'm not
and gator.
Gator. I'm about to have some kind of grits and salmon croquettes.
Paula Deen.
You going to Paula Deen's place?
You going to Paula Deen? She's going to make you some
hopefully
grits.
Hopefully I'm getting a sticky bun, too.
Well, I hope they're not instant grits because no self-respecting Southerner.
So far, I haven't run into any Greek food yet here in Savannah, Georgia.
That was a My Cousin Vinny reference for those of you that don't know. Is Charles and Menahue ready, Abigail?
Yeah, it is.
Did you clean it up? So, Charles Metahue, former Texan, is now with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's playing well. He's a nice addition. I mean, it helps to have Chris Jones on your defensive line, right? Because he gets a lot of attention. But Charles Metahue has turned into a nice player here on one of the best defenses in the league. So Charles Metahue was asked about playing his former team, the Houston Texans, and here's what he had to say.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to make this clear. I'm not into this organization at all, and I cannot wait to play them, boy. I literally cannot wait. Yeah, it's definitely going to be some fire. But yeah.
The word that was bleeped out was, I don't F with them. I don't F that organization.
Good, because they don't F with you anymore either. Because let me tell you something. Charles Menahue, according to people that I spoke with at that time with the team, told me that he was one of the big problems that J.J. Watt was talking about. Remember when J.J. Watt had his thing that we got to get guys out of here? Menahue supposedly was one of those guys who was not practicing. There was a bunch of guys, a bad culture, and one of those guys that just was a pain in the ass, and they had to get rid of him. So, yeah, they don't F with you either, Charles.
Well, I don't understand that I don't F with them. That means I'm afraid I don't.
He's done whatever happened here. He didn't have a great experience.
Done with them.
He's not a fan of the organization.
It's not quite clear. Okay, I don't F with the Texans organization at all, and I cannot wait to play them, boys. I literally cannot wait. That's what he had to say. Charles, you're going to get you. Now, I was listening to Jeremy Branham yesterday afternoon, and I don't know if I agreed with him. He was a little strong in his, but he was really, really offended by Tytus Howard, and he wasn't offended by D'Amico. D'Amico's doing what D'Amico is supposed to do, but the fact that we have to praise Tytus Howard for moving with his $18 million a year,
selfless.
So praise him,
selfless,
from moving to right tackle to left guard, and all of this effusive praise for him for doing that, making that selfless.
What was he going to do? Say no?
No.
Well, yes, he would have.
No.
We know Texans offensive linemen have more power than we think they should. Could Tytus Howard have said, actually, no, I don't want to do this? And would they have been like, okay, Tytus, we'll keep you at tackle?
No, they'd say, get your ass over
there. Would they have suspended him if he said, I'm not playing guard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if I believe that, but okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, hey, listen. I mean, D'Amico knows about the right tackle only thing, right? Right tackle only?
Well, Lance told us that wasn't about what we think it's about. Lance
right.
said someone told him that it was about an evaluation during the draft process.
Probably mine, but whatever.
Why? Did you say he'd be better at guard?
No, I probably called him a right tackle only.
Oh.
So while it appeared to be something where he was telling the world, you don't play me at guard again like you did in 2023,
it was more,
hey, I'm not just a right tackle.
Okay.
Allegedly.
No.
Lance said he can't play left tackle. So he's saying, oh, I'm just a right tackle only.
Yeah, but that's what is being said. But we thought it was about
I'm not playing guard.
I'm not playing guard anymore.
I think it fits both, guys. I think it fits both. If D'Amico has to praise him, he doesn't like playing guard. Okay, he's already said that. Like, this is something that he's publicly stated. I don't want to play guard. I want to be out of tackle. So it's both. I mean, it's actually both. But D'Amico also, when D'Amico has to praise him, man, first of all, how about Tytus Jones, you know? I mean, Tytus Howard moving down to guard. Like, got to give that guy a lot of credit, you know, for doing what the team asked him to do. Like, you got to – golly, it just seems like you have to – cajole these guys, but whatever. But D'Amico praised him for being a good teammate and going down to play guard, which is fine. I hope it stays that way for the year. I think I don't love Howard at guard. I really don't. I never have. I don't think he's a good enough run blocker. But I'm worth. But Joe Mixon can create yards for himself with power. I'm more worried about getting the best possible interior protection I can find. And Shaq Mason's not going anywhere, and you're going to have either Patterson or Juice at center. So I don't need three leaky spots on the interior. So I hope that it stays Fisher right tackle and Howard at guard. You know, I think that gives you the best chance. I know people are already like, it still sucks. It's better than it was. I think it will be better than it was.
One of the people who says it still sucks is Dan Orlovsky. Maybe we'll play it coming back. He broke down the Texans and their issues, Dolphins game specific, and let's just say he wasn't a fan of how the guards handled it, and that includes Tytus Howard and Shaq Mason. The stunts are still a problem, so maybe we can play that on the other side, because he took a look at that game and said, woof, that's a bad interior.
Okay. We'll do that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got to talk right now. For those of you watching, okay, I just cracked open. Listen, I got golf today. I got a Christmas party tonight. I got Coors Light, okay? We got a ride there and back to the party, so I'm not driving. And I'm going to have Coors Light in the ride, okay? That's already established. I might as well start my Coors Light day right here at Republic Boot Company, which I'm going to do as soon as the camera is off. So here's my deal. It's a Coors Light holiday for me. It was a Coors Light day yesterday at the Rockets game. It was a great, great fun time had by all if you're drinking Coors Light. So this is the way that we go about this thing. If you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you're looking for the best way to enjoy your holiday season, it just doesn't get any better than Coors Light. I'm keeping Christmas chill. This is my Christmas chill. What's yours? Make it a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. This holiday season, make sure you got them when everybody comes over. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.